Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
In the shadows of myth and reality, monsters stir. From ancient legends to modern nightmares, we explore the creatures that haunt our stories and sometimes our lives. Welcome to Among Monsters podcast, where the line between man and monsters is thinner than you think.
Hello, I am Damien Vale. Not all monsters hide in the shadows. Some walk among us, smiling, pretending, concealing their darkness behind a mask of normalcy. Charles Davis Jr. was one of those monsters. Tonight on Among Monsters, we dive into the chilling story of Charles Davis Jr., a man whose charm and friendly demeanor concealed a soul twisted by darkness. A predator who preyed upon the vulnerable, who wore the mask of a friend while harboring the instincts of a killer. Our story begins in the bustling streets of Chicago, Illinois, where Charles Davis Jr. was born in 1954. From an early age, there were signs, subtle but present, a fascination with cruelty, an unsettling delight in the suffering of others. But like so many future predators, Davis learned to mask his nature. As he grew, Davis became known as a charming and charismatic figure. He held jobs, made friends, and appeared to live an ordinary life. But beneath the surface, a predator lurked, hungry and patient. In the late 1980s, Davis's true nature began to emerge. Women began to disappear. Some were found, others were not. Those who survived spoke of a man who charmed his way into their lives before revealing a side of unimaginable cruelty. His methods were chillingly calculated. Davis didn't simply assault his victims, he manipulated them. Gaslighting, emotional control, creating a false sense of security before unleashing his monstrous nature. He was a master of deception, a wolf among sheep. But even as his darkness grew, Davis remained careful. He learned to clean his tracks, to leave as little evidence as possible. Police were left frustrated. A series of disappearances with no clear connection, no solid suspect. For years, he was a phantom. But in 1993, his dark world began to unravel. A survivor, bruised, traumatized, but alive, came forward. Her testimony was a nightmare given voice, a story of trust betrayed, of a charming man transforming into a monster.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
Police launched a full investigation. Patterns began to emerge. Locations, victim profiles, and most disturbingly, a hidden collection of trophies. Small trinkets, jewelry, and personal belongings. Tokens of his cruelty, each item a silent witness to his crimes. As the investigation deepened, more survivors came forward. Their stories were a mosaic of horror, each one unique, yet threaded with the same chilling detail. Charles Davis Jr. was a master of control. Davis was arrested, his charming facade shattered, revealing the cold, calculating predator beneath. But even as the trial began, Davis maintained his composure. He smiled, whispered to his attorney, appeared unfazed by the testimonies of his victims. He attempted to twist the narrative, painting himself as the victim, a misunderstood man facing false accusations. In court, survivors gave chilling testimony. Women who had once known him as a friend now spoke of terror, manipulation, and cruelty. Davis's eyes remained cold, his expression calm, a predator watching, analyzing. The prosecution presented a damning case, photographs, witness statements, and the grotesque collection of trophies he had kept. But even when faced with overwhelming evidence, Davis's demeanor never wavered. He was a man who believed in his own lies. When the guilty verdict was read, he did not flinch. His smile remained, a hollow expression devoid of remorse. Davis was sentenced to life in prison, but even behind bars, his manipulative nature continued. He wrote letters to the outside world, maintaining his narrative of innocence. In prison, Charles Davis Jr. was not just another inmate. He became a manipulator even there, convincing weaker prisoners to do his bidding, using his charm to gain favors. But behind the barbed wire and concrete walls, his reputation followed him. In whispered conversations, other inmates spoke of his darkness, the tales of his crimes becoming ghost stories that haunted the prison corridors. Even the guards spoke of his unsettling presence, a man who could make you doubt your own instincts with a single smile, his charm a thin veil over a pit of darkness. In 2011, Charles Davis Jr. died in prison, his dark legacy forever etched in the memories of those who survived his terror, a man who wore a mask of kindness, but whose true face was that of a predator. I am Damian Vale, and some monsters hide in the darkness. Others wear a mask, blending into the world until their true nature is revealed. This has been Among Monsters. Thank you for joining me, Damian Vale. Until next time, stay vigilant, and remember, the darkness is always closer than you think.
Thank you for listening to Among Monsters podcast. Find more episodes of Among Monsters podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, or anywhere premium podcasts exist. Email us at amongmonsterspodcast@gmail.com.